Well, I saw a story on the news a little while back where a gunman in Florida was holding two kids hostage in their own house. I don't know if any of y'all saw this story. He was holding two kids hostage for like 3 days. And the police finally went in and shot the guy, so everything worked out good. Right. Yeah, he was holding kids hostage, right? But the weird thing about the story to me was the mother of the kids was also one of the hostages, but the gunman let her go on the first day. Yeah, and she left. I know. What kind of mother leaves her kids with a gun? I can go? Y'all don't talk back to the man with the gun. He's in charge. She's on the phone like, hey, Betty, I got a sitter after all. I can go out. Yeah, he just came in and said, you can go. Hey, she wants to know if she can drop her kid off. Left her kids with a gunman. After they shot the guy, they gave her back her kids, right? No child services came in or nothing. Which, first of all, you know, that's, you know, I guess that's all right, but how do you live that down as a mom? If that was my mom from then on, every time she tried to be like, be home by 8 o'clock or else. Or else what? What, are you going to leave us with a crazed gunman again? Yeah, whatever. What do you mean we can't watch Letterman? The hostage guy let us watch Letterman. He was ordering us pizza and ice cream. We like him better than you. Almost got us on a helicopter ride. Yeah. And child services, man, we didn't have those numbers to call when we were growing up, right? 1-800-MY-MOMMY-SPANKS-ME or whatever they got now. And if we would have, my mom would have been like, go ahead, call them. And in the 27 minutes it takes them to get here, I would waste every ounce of my energy beating the living shit out of you. You're done with that, you better call the paramedics.